No.
33A2, we should be
using.
No, we're not.
No.
We're on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, bottom line.
So 32B3.
32B3 all the way to the end.
Kids, you have to be quiet.
Shh, let's go. Okay, the story up to now is Gemara was explaining that when there's two types of damages, malchus and money, so you pay money and you don't get whipped. Okay? And so first, 1 minute. First, Rabbi Yochanan answered before in the Gemara. There's an argument here between Ulla and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Ulla, before in the Gemara, said, So Ulla holds, whenever there's money in Malchus, you pay the money and you don't get Malchus. Okay? And the Gemara asked, where does Ulla know this from? And the Gemara's final answer was, here it says the word tachas, here it says the word tachas. Just like if you damage somebody, you pay only the money, you don't get malchus. The same thing, if you seduce your sister, so then, because you have to pay money and you get malchus, the bottom line is you pay the money, you don't get malchus. That's what Ulla said. Rabbi Yochanan later in the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said that, let's just find this in the Gemara here. When the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if there's money in Malchus, you get Malchus and you don't pay money. That's the argument to Rabbi Yochanan and Ulla. One thing we learn out for sure, you can't get both. Because it says, Kedei Shasai, singular, you get one penalty. So now if there's money and Malchus, so Ulla says, you pay the money, you don't get Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan said, you get Malchus and you don't pay the money. Okay? Now, Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yochanan, the bottom line of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, 32b3. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Eliyomer Ka'ula. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn, like Ulla did, that there's a Gzeira Shava, that says Tachas Tachas, which teaches us, that's like when you damage somebody, you only pay the money, you don't get the lashes. So the question is, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan agree with that Gzeira Shava to teach us that you only pay money and you don't get Malchus? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you get lashes and you don't pay money? So he says like this, in Cain, if that's the case, if you're going to hold of this Gzeira Shava, Badauta Ervas Achis Chalei Sigali. It says in the Torah like this, the nakedness of your sister you cannot reveal, meaning you can't live with your sister, which is a negative commandment, which would get Malchus. Now, if you're going to just pay money and not get Malchus, so you're actually suspending the entire concept of Malchus when the Torah says explicitly a negative commandment that you're not going to be able to get Malchus. If you say you pay money and you'll get Malchus, so if somebody seduces his sister, he's only going to pay money and not get Malchus, according to Ulla, right? Because it's Tachas Tachas. So the question is, Rabbi Yochanan said, but then you're taking away the whole negative commandment, which would demand Malchus. Therefore, okay, to I, there's a Gzeira Shava Tachas Tachas, and what I was going to explain, that's learned for something else. But he doesn't use Tachas Tachas to teach us that you pay money instead of getting Malchus, because Rabbi Yochanan says you get Malchus and you don't pay money. So next page. So now the Gemara says, Chevel, so the Gemara asks, Chevel b'chaveir nami, if that's the case, so if you beat up your friend, then you're saying, but you're about to, where Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you pay money, because the Torah says clearly you pay money. If that's the case, you're nullifying the negative. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. You're nullifying the law of La Yasef Ben Yasef, then you're taking away that negative commandment. Lamed, now we're on 33A1. Lamed Gimel Lamed Alf, all the way on top. Sounds like this. If you're going to tell me you're Rabbi Chevel B'Chaveri, which Rabbi Yechonon agrees that if you hurt somebody, you pay money and don't get whipped. If that's the case, then you're taking away the negative commandment of not hitting anybody. The Torah said, remember we discussed this last week, when Beis Din gives somebody lashes, and they're supposed to get 39 lashes, if you give an extra lash, 40, you're transgressing a negative commandment of the Torah. Or if Beis Din says you can only handle 20, and you say you give a medical exam first, and you give him 21, you're transgressing a negative commandment. I mean, the guy that's whipping is transgressing a negative commandment that you're not allowed to hit somebody. So the question is, they're saying to Rabbi Yechonon, understand, you say that if somebody seduces a sister, where the Torah says there's a fine, plus it's a negative commandment, you get Malchus. Rabbi Yechonon says, you only get Malchus and you don't pay money. Because if you pay money and you don't get Malchus, then you're taking away the negative commandment, which would demand Malchus. Right? So the Gemara counters and says, 1 minute. But if somebody hits somebody, everybody says you only pay money and don't get whipped. Right? But if that's the case, then you're taking away the negative commandment of whipping, and by saying you're paying money. So why is this different? By your girl, by your sister, Rabbi Yechonon says you have to pay money. I'm sorry. You get Malchus and don't pay money because there's a negative commandment. Right? The negative commandment demands that they get lashes. But so Rabbi Yechonon says, you can't just pay money and not get lashes because there's a negative commandment which wants you to get lashes. Right? So the Gemara says, so if that's Rabbi Yechonon's logic, that you cannot take away a negative commandment if you're paying money, and therefore you get whipped, and not money. So he says if you hurt somebody, it's also a negative commandment, and yet the Torah says you have to pay. Which means you don't get Malchus. Are you taking away the negative commandment to not hitting somebody? Why is the sister story different than the hitting story? Rabbi Yechonon says by the sister, you get whipped and you don't pay money because there's a negative commandment that says you get whipped. Right? And you can't have both, so you get whipped, not money. So they said by hitting somebody, well, you pay money, but over there you also have a negative commandment. And yet the Torah says you pay money and don't get the negative commandment. So why can't it be the same thing by your sister? If you seduce a sister, pay the money and don't get Malchus.
The Torah says you pay the price of the eye, or if you damage. The Torah says to pay money. It doesn't say that's what
the Torah says. But the Torah says by your sister, if you seduce a girl, you have to pay money. The Torah doesn't speak about a sister. But the Torah says if you seduce a girl, you pay money. Comes on Rabbi Yechonon, and if it's your sister though, which incest, so then you get whipped and you don't pay the money. Because he says, if you pay the money and you don't get whipped, you're taking away the negative commandment of not being with your sister. So the Gemara says, but I understand, if you beat somebody up, it's also a negative commandment. Yet over there the Torah says clearly, you pay, and you don't get Malchus. So maybe by the sisters the same thing. It should be the same then. That you pay money and you don't get whipped, like Gula said. And another thing the Gemara said, Eidim Zeimim Minami. Eidim Zeimimin, right, the witnesses that have proven false because you were with us and that whole story. So he says, if they pay, the Torah says they pay, right? Im Kain, be doubt of Ayim bin Akesed Osher. It says that the wicked one is liable to lashes. So therefore we say like this, Eidim Zeimimin, so then by Eidim Zeimimin, you're not going to get lashes either. You know, the Gemara is asking Rabbi Yechonon's theory. Rabbi Yechonon has a theory that if the Torah says it's a negative commandment, you're going to get whipped because you can't take away that pasuk that says negative commandment, which means whipping, because you're going to pay money. That's what Rabbi Yechonon's theory was. Rabbi Yechonon said, if you seduce your sister, so there's two options, paying money and getting Malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't just pay money and get out of Malkus, because the Torah says you did a sin, you have to, it's a negative commandment, you have to get whipped. Right? So Gemara said, that premise is wrong. Because we find by damaging your friend, you pay the money, and you don't get whipped, even though there is a negative commandment. Right? And that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. Secondly, Rabbi Yochanan said, Edim Zaymimin, which is forbidden to testify falsely, it's a negative commandment, right? Yet, you do to the person, if you wanted to pay, make them pay money, they pay money. And they don't get whipped. Correct? So again, over there again, you see the Torah says, you pay money, you don't get whipped. There's a negative commandment not to lie, not to testify falsely. So he says, okay, Edim Zaymimin, you could answer, there is a case when you would only get whipped. How's Edim Zaymimin a case where you get whipped? We mentioned this case last week. If a guy says, two witnesses testify, a guy's not a Kohen. Two witnesses testify, this guy's not a Kohen. Right? He's the son of a divorcee or whatever. Right? He's not a Kohen. And then they're proven false. So what do you do to the witnesses? They're not a Kohen anyway. So what do you, what's the punishment? So over there, because there is no other punishment, you whip them.
Payment doesn't work?
What payment? What's the payment?
Pay to who?
Pay what? To what? For what?
There's no damage.
A guy's not a coin, what's the damage?
He wishes he were a coin.
Not always. No, you understand? So over there, at least, you have a scenario where you would get Malkus by Edim Zaymimin. There's a possibility. Normally, you pay money. So, but are you nullifying the negative commandment of not testifying falsely? So the Gemara says, that already you can answer. There is a scenario when you would get whipped. But these cases, or he says, I can't even tell you one second. Another says, even if it's possible to hit somebody, and you would get whipped also. Why? He hits him, damages less than a penny. Now, damages less than a penny, a pruta, right? That's the smallest currency in
Turkey. It's
not collectible. So what happens, so normally like this, if I damage you a dollar, so I pay a dollar, and I don't get whipped. Right? Because I pay money and I don't get Malkus. But what happens if I don't pay money? Then I will get whipped. So again, there's a scenario where it's possible to get whipped. So the Gemara says, Achay sinami, but if that's the case, the same thing is by a sister. That what? Ika lekaime b'achaysi begetis. If a guy, the whole din of a fine, you know, the, if you seduce a girl, it's a fine, is only a naira from 12 to 12 and a half. Over to remember the begetis, over 12 and a half, there's no fine. So the Gemara says, that's the case. By your sister, I'll also show you a case. If you seduce your sister that's older than 12 and a half, so you're going to get whipped, and there's no money because there's no fine. So the Gemara is asking all these questions on the Rabbi Yochanan like this. According to your logic, it doesn't make sense. You say when there's a negative commandment, you have to get whipped, and therefore you can't pay money. So Gemara gives him a few examples that you pay money, even though there's a negative commandment, and you'll get whipped. And if you're going to answer me, they say to Rabbi Yochanan, that over there, there's a scenario where you would get whipped if they testify he's a Kohen, you know, then he's a liar, that he's not a Kohen, he's a liar. Or by the Edim Zaymim. So it's so you have the same scenario by your sister. In other words, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, then if you seduce a girl under 12 and a half, you should pay money. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you get whipped? And Rabbi Yochanan says, why? Because if so, there's no negative commandment that's ever going to get whipped in that case. But there is a case. If you seduce your sister over 12 and a half. So the Gemara's question basically asks a question to Rabbi Yochanan, a very simple question. There is a gzeira shava tachas that we learn out seduction from damaging somebody, and just by when you damage somebody, you pay money and you don't get whipped, right? They say Rabbi Yochanan the same thing. Like that's what Ullah says. if you seduce a girl, your sister, even when there's a fine, you pay the money, and you don't get whipped. Comes along Rabbi Yechanan, and he learns that from Tachas Tachas, Xerah Shavah. Comes along Rabbi Yechanan and says, no, you get whipped and you don't pay money. So the Gemara said, but there's Xerah Shavah that says you do pay money. So Rabbi Yechanan answers, no, because if that's the case, you nullify the whole negative commandment of seducing your sister. But the Gemara said, well, you find that in other cases too. If you damage your friend, you pay money, even though there's a negative commandment. Eidim Zaymimin, they pay money, even though there's a negative commandment. Because we find scenarios in each case where you would get whipped. So by your sister also, it should be the same din. You pay money and you don't get whipped. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say you get whipped and you don't pay money? That is the Gemara's question, Rabbi Yechanan.
So if the woman does it willingly with him, is that seduction? It's called what? Zanus?
Yeah.
And they both get hit?
They get killed. No. If they were warned.
No.
Karis.
If she's not married.
Karis. If a guy has relations with a sister who's
that's
not married.
That's sister.
What?
I'm talking about a regular girl.
No, it's not. It's forbidden because of prostitution is called.
So it's Zanus,
Kadesha. But it's not a... It's not incest or adultery or anything like that. But if a guy has incest with his sister, the punishment is karis. If it would be his sister who's married, then she's an ashes ish, then Bezdin kills you. Adultery with a married woman, Bezdin kills you. Chenek. If it's with your sister who's not married, then it's karis. God kills you.
If there's multiple averas back to back, so what do you?
You can't get killed twice.
Right. So, or whipped twice. Or
no, whipped twice you do.
Okay. Or pay twice, each for each one, for each negative.
If a guy was warned and ate chazer, and then he's warned again and ate chazer again, and he was warned and ate chazer again, he's going to get 3 times 39.
He got the chazer, and then afterwards cheeseburger.
So it's a different night. Yeah, if he was warned, he gets Malchus again.
For every ounce of chazer he gets ripped, he gets 1 ounce now and an ounce...
No, but every ounce he has to get warned.
Immediately.
What if it's like different avarus, different category?
It depends what the punishment is. If you did a sin that gets 2 capital punishments, right? Let's see, there's stoning and burning. And you did affair to get both. Right? You get the stricter of the punishments. And in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, we learned there's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon. What's the stricter of the two? The Chacham holds Skila, Sveifa, Hereg, and Chenek. So you get the stricter of the two. But you can't get killed twice. But lashes, you can get as many times as... As you're willing, I mean, is it getting, is that you sinned?
Now, what is the monetary value that one has to pay?
Where? If a guy seduces the girl?
Yes.
The Torah says, no matter who the girl is, 50 shekel. Not the Israeli shekel today. 50 silver shekels.
What is that?
It's a lot of money.
They don't whip the same day back to back, right? Or they do.
Why not? If the guy can handle it.
Evaluated by Dr. Rodney.
Pain management.
Pain management.
The guy could handle the pain.
Oh, he said, Achot, Bogeret, 12 and a half, there is no fine?
Huh?
12 and a half.
The din of the Torah is Naira. Not Isha, Naira. Naira is 12 to 12 and a half. The whole thing is like, because there's a cause, basically. Yes. So the Mara answers a different reason why Rabbi Yechanan does it. Because the original question of the Gemara is a very strong question. There is a Gzeira Shava. And it's not the Gzeira Shava, Tachas, Tachas, that Rabbi Yechanan says, no, it's wrong. Because in different places, Rabbi Yechon in different Gemaras uses that Gzeir Shava. That means he holds up the Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara's original question is, if there's a Gzeir Shava, tachas, tachas, from seducing to damaging somebody, and by damaging somebody you pay money and you don't get whipped, so why does Rabbi Yechon say by the sister you get whipped and you don't pay the money? We should learn out the same din. Right? What?
The question shouldn't be around, because which one is the stronger, Gezer HaShaveh or the word that Rabbi Yechon used, Rishoto? That's Minatora, that's a word. That's word in tongue.
Rishosi, nobody's denying that you get one. Question, which one of the two? That you get only one punishment, everybody agrees to that.
But Rabbi Yechon says...
No, Rabbi Yechon says you get Malkus and not money.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's one.
Yeah, one.
So that's not the issue over here. Ula says you pay money and don't get whipped. Rabbi Yechon says you whipped and don't get paid money.
I'm asking the question of Rabbi Yochanan, my time will lo omar Ula. Why don't say why Ula didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan?
No, because Ula has Gzeir Shava.
Which one? No, but the Torah one is the stronger. Ula
also agrees with Rishasi, you get one. The question, which one?
There is no proof for that.
Rishasi is clear, the Torah says, if you get two punishments, you get one.
But we don't know which.
Now, Ula learned from a Gzeir Shava, from damaging somebody, which is also a negative commandment, but you pay money and you don't get whipped. So therefore, when you seduce your sister, with his Malkus and money, he says, you learn out seduction of a sister from damaging somebody. Just like over there, you pay money and don't get whipped. The same thing, by seducing a sister, you pay money and you don't get whipped. Correct? So the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yechonin, there is a Gzeir Shava here saying that. Why do you disagree with the Gzeir Shava? Why do you say they get whipped and don't pay money when the Gzeir Shava teaches us you pay money and don't get whipped?
In the case of the seducing of
them. Right. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yechon said, I have no choice because the Torah says a negative commandment. A negative command means you get whipped. And therefore the Gzeir Shava doesn't make sense. Right? So the Gemara asked, but we find other cases, Edom Zaymimin, Chevel B'Chaveir, all these cases, that even though there's a lav and money, you pay money and not get the lav. So why should this be any different?
It's not appropriate for the
So we don't have an answer to the question why the Yechonin doesn't hold of this Gzeir Shava that Ula has. That's all.
By the way, maybe in this case it's not appropriate for paying money. It's better to get
whipped. Right.
What?
I'm saying it's, you know, the system, who's going to pay, it's not appropriate to pay. He should get both even. Or at least...
But you can get both because the Torah clearly says, Kadei Rish Asai. One punishment per crime.
Then whipping is more appropriate than paying money. Because you're not paying to a stranger, it's, who are you paying to?
His brother. To the sister. He pays to the sister. What's the difference?
What is a 12 and a half year old going to do with money when she's tarnished?
In those days, they were married with kids already.
Oh.
Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Amalach Rabbi Yechonin, okay, because it's not a available Gzeir Shava. We learned already in the Gemara many times. Gzeir Shava means here's a word, there's a word. So we learn out A from B. But what happened, that's only if the words are extra. If I need the word for the din itself, then I can't say, because here it says a word and there it says a word, therefore I'm learning out A from B, you can't. Because the word by A is for A and the word by B is for B. It's not extra.
If it's extra word, is it Gzeir Shava?
Yeah. The question only is, does it have to be both open or one open? Okay, Amal, he says like this. This word, tachas, that he has to pay the fine by his sister because he seduced her, is needed for Abaya. Meaningly this. Amal, because Amal, the Pasuk says, that the guy that seduced his sister, he has to pay 50 coins, yeah? Tachas asher ino. In place of this that he violated her. Okay? Now, implies, the Torah says like this, why are you paying the fine? Because you violated her. Which means there's other payments also. The Torah says, for the violation you gotta pay. But for instance, if you rape a girl, God forbid, there's pain. There's embarrassment. So in other words, when the Torah says you seduce the girl or rape her, that you have to pay the fine, the Torah says, this is just for the violation aspect. This is just for the violation. But if there's rape, there's pain.
Depreciation.
Yeah, whatever, the damages you have to pay. So it says, so therefore, because you have to pay, and the Mishnah Taka later said you have to do it. Now, so Abaye says, in place of a meaning, that you have to give the additional violations also. So therefore he says like this, this din tachas asher ino, the word tachas is not extra. Because the Torah is teaching us, with the word tachas, because you violated her, that's why you paid a 50. But there's other payments too. That's what the word tachas is teaching us by the seduction. Therefore, it's not an extra word that we can learn out this part, A from B and B from A, because B needs it for itself to teach us then that there's additional payments besides the violation money. So now the question is Ula. Now the problem is Ula learned the Gzeira Shava. Right? So now the question is, how does he learn out this din that we just said, if Tachas for him is extra, and therefore he learned out the Gzeira Shava. From damaging a friend that you pay money and don't get Malkus, to seducing the girl where you pay money and don't get Malkus, right? How does he know this din that Abaye said, that you have to pay an additional pain and embarrassment and all that stuff? So he says like this. He says this, we learn now from another pasuk. Nafka, I mean, the Rabbi like Rabbi said. The Amir Rabbi said, the pasuk said, v'nos an isha sheikhiv ima. The guy that seduced the girl, should give la'avi anayra to the father of the girl, chamishim kasef. Now, why does the Torah say the man that lived with her? The Torah said, the Torah speaks about the guy raped the girl, seduces the girl. The Torah should say, the man should pay. Why does the Torah use the word, the man that slept with her? Those extra words teaching us that this payment is just for that, for the violation. So he learns out from it. So therefore, tachas is extra. So therefore, he has Gzeira Shava that teaches us, okay? He teaches us that you only pay money, not Malkus. And Rabbi Yechanan still holds, you get Malkus, and you don't pay money.
What's a halakha?
We're not done, there's a third opinion coming up. Now, what happens by Edom Zaymimim, the Gemara just said before, by Edom Zaymimim, the false witnesses, the Gemara says they pay money and they don't get whipped. Correct? Because it doesn't say you have to do to them what they wanted to do. If they wanted to pay the guy, make the guy pay money, they have to pay money. Now you can't get two punishments. So the Torah says you pay money, you don't get whipped. But he says like this. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Edom Zaymimim, says like this. Edom Zaymimim, Mameinim Mishalma, Umilka Leilaki. They pay money, like we said, but they don't get whipped. Why? Why can't they get whipped? Because they were never warned. Mishum delabene asra ninu. If you remember, you can't warn witnesses right before. Anytime there's a crime, you have to warn the witnesses
right before
that you're doing a crime. Now, when the witnesses testified, we don't know they're doing a crime yet. They're testifying, A killed B Sunday morning in LA. What are you going to warn them? Don't lie? First of all, the Gemara is going to soon say an expression. If everybody's going to go to witnesses before they testify, say, you better not lie, you know what can happen to you? Who's going to want to testify? Who's going to want to testify? What do they need it for?
They shouldn't testify. They should be afraid. If they're lying, they shouldn't testify.
But you can't warn them. So the Gemara said like this, Eidim Zaymimin, Rabbi Elazar says, you know why they pay money and don't get Malkus? Because to get Malkus, you need to be warned. Eidim Zaymimin can't be warned. In fact, the Gemara is going to discuss when you're going to warn them.
He says,
Amid Rav, and Rav says, Tate, I'll even prove it to you. And like he said, you want to warn them? Nisru Bemis. When are you going to warn them? Name is Boom Nikumikoto. If you're going to warn them a day or an hour before they testify, they're going to say, Ishtalian, we forgot that, remember, it has to be right within Teich Dei Dibot. Nesir Bishas Meiser. If you're going to warn them right before they're testifying, and you're going to warn them, don't lie. Pashiv Limasad, they're not going to testify. What should he want to testify for? Well, what do I need it for? Nisibalipsaf, what do you want to warn them? After they testified already. Madahava, what was. Right? So Rava just explains why Adam Zayman cannot get warned. But we learned before in the Gemara, Adam Zayman don't need to be warned. And like Rava says, when? It's just impossible to warn them.
You don't even know they're in Zomon.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is that they're not. Yeah.
Warning by definition means you see a guy desecrating Shabbos. You see a guy eating treif. You go over to him and say, you're not allowed to eat treif, and if you're going to get whipped. Or you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos, you're going to get stoned. What are you going to tell the guy, they're testifying, what do you tell him? If you lie, what? Like what? You can't warn them. You're going to warn them afterwards. What happened, happened. It's not a warning.
You're not a witness yet. A witness is somebody...
No, when you see they're coming to testify.
No, no, if he's lying...
Well, you're going to come right away to witness. He's about to testify. Say, you know what, you better watch it. If you're lying, man, you're in hot water. The guy's going to say, what do I need this problem for? What do I need it for? Huh?
It just doesn't apply here.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. But Abaya says it does apply. Maskula Abaya says no. What's warned them right after they testify in a split second? He said like this, you can't warn them before they testify because they won't testify.
Okay.
Let them testify and right away say, if you lie, you know what's going to happen to you.
Immediately after.
Yeah. Because then it's like part
so
of the thing.
Treat their words?
Or maskula vacha b'nei davika, or ravacha b'nei nisr b'nei meyakara. Let's warn them beforehand, a day or so before, and hint to them at the time they're testifying that, just hint to them. So then they're not going to run away because they're just getting hinted to. But Abai says it's not good. Lav milsi damri. He says like this, Isal kadaitoch. If you're going to say Edom Zaymin Tzrichin Asra, that you have to warn the Edom Zaymin, he says Kilei Masrinim Bahu, then it would be a word. If you don't warn them, you can't kill them. If they need warning and you don't warn them, they can't get killed. So he says Mi Ika Midiyah, is there anything? The Inu Boy Kato Blei Asra, they wanted to kill the victim without receiving a warning. And the inu boy asra, and they do need asra. It says, kashev v'sisim le'kashev zamam lachid, meaning like this. If they testify that a guy killed somebody, right? Did they have to warn that guy? They had to warn him. If not, he doesn't kill. The witnesses are testifying Reuven killed Shimon. So they have to testify that they warned him. Because if he wasn't warned, he can't get killed. Right? Now, the Gemara says, there can be such a thing that if they wanted the victim to get killed, they would have to warn them. So then, if they would get killed without warning, then you're not doing to them what they would do to the others. Because the other guy had to get warned. So he said, the whole thing doesn't make sense.
Now he says that. But we know Edom Zaymin do get killed. But how can you kill him if nobody can testify that they lied at the moment?
1 second. It's a very simple thing. If they're liars, right? How could they say they warned the guy? They're liars. If they became Adam Zimmerman, they're liars. That means the guy was never warned. If he was never warned, he would have never gotten killed.
Right.
So how could you do to them what they wanted to kill the guy? Okay. If they're liars, the guy was never warned, they would never get killed.
That's a good...
Understand? Think about it. They wanted to kill this guy. They testified they killed him. And therefore they wanted to get killed. Right? But if they're liars, that means they never warned them. So you wouldn't get killed anyway. So how can... So therefore he says the whole din doesn't make sense. Huh?
After
all
that, it
makes me very confused, like a
man. Baruch Hashem.
But the Edim always have to do hatra. They cannot come say, no, we saw them, they were doing something wrong.
No.
That's why the Edim, they're coming
and... No, Edim need that. To get...
No, just...
Punishment, a bezdin needs hatra. Warning. If not, you don't get punished. It's a very simple reason, the Gemara says. Maybe the guy did it accidentally. Maybe he killed him accidentally. Maybe he thought you're allowed to. If a guy eats chazer accidentally, does he get whipped? Pig. Non-kosher. Does he get whipped? No. You can only get whipped if you did it intentionally. Correct? How do we know a guy did it intentionally or not? He can always say, I didn't know.
So whenever we say etim means there is a hatra.
Yeah.
Otherwise there is no point of etim, yeah?
No, the point of etim is that they warned him and he did it anyway.
No, but without the hatra, there is no point of etim?
No. But when God kills you, God knows if you did it accidentally or intentionally, so God doesn't need witnesses. He doesn't need warning. Because God knows if you did it accidentally, you're not going to get killed by God. So there, Hashem knows what you did.
So Edim Zomim could never get killed then.
That's what the Gemara says. Therefore, he says that there's no concept of being warned.
Well, we know that the punishment is death. You can kill Edim Zomim.
Yeah, they killed them. How they kill Edim Zomim?
What?
How they kill them? He's asking.
Well, we know
question.
The halacha is that you kill them, right?
Right.
Without that, well.
But then.
Yeah, but the Torah said, that's the Gemara said that's the exception.
Oh, that's the exception.
The Gemara says before, we learned, that's the exception that you don't need warning and you get punished is only by Edom Zayim. Because it's impossible to warn them. What are you going to warn them? Don't lie. So you don't have witnesses. So you might as well you warn him afterwards. Why so you can't warn him afterwards? It's just not warnable, to use an incorrect English. It's just not warnable. You can't warn them. It just doesn't work.
When the Edim come to court, they like they go in, they put their hand on the Torah or something. They swear.
Who?
Edim.
No.
Anybody come to court? So we believe them?
No, Edim never swear. Litigants sometimes swear. Moda b'miksas, shomrim, eidechot. Then there's a biblical.
No, but trust any edim.
Witnesses come. Never swear.
We trust edim, the power of edim. We trust them. Torah says, believe them, we believe them.
Well, Bezdin did the chakira and the risha, and they made him crazy, and they, yeah, but they don't swear. In other words, not only that, the Gemara learns it out, if I'm not mistaken, it says, al pishnai made them yokum dover, it has to be in the mouth. It can't be based on the force of their oath.
It can't be what?
It can't be believed on the force and the power of their oath. It has to be what they say.
Qasam.
By the way, the Gemara says people were scared to swear. To the extent that people in court that were able to swear and not pay. Well, honestly, they would rather pay and not swear. The Gemara says, when Hashem said, do not swear falsely in the Sesa Dibris, the Gemara said the whole world shook. And when they give somebody a biblical, not a rabbinic oath, a biblical oath, they darkened the room. He swore on a sefer Torah. It was spooky. Right? Let me ask you a question. Would anybody want to come to testify if that's what they had to do?
Of course not.
Today in the world, especially in the Persian community, I swear on my life, my kids, my mother-in-law, what the job. But mother-in-law, father-in-law, they swear, you ever hear them they swear? I swear on the life of my, who knows what.
They swear a lot, because I don't know what.
Worthless.
Horrible.
No, isn't it?
Inappropriate.
Completely inappropriate.
But, you know, they used to take these things with spirituality much greater 300 years ago than they do now. You know, 300 years ago, if they did something wrong, they used to fast. I was listening for hundreds of days.
Anti-Jewish today.
Huh?
Anti-Jewish.
Fasting?
Yeah.
Only Jews fasting.
Okay, one second. Let's just finish up this one. So Rav Samer Bnei de Rav Yimi asks, I don't understand. El Meyato, if they testify, God was the son of Anizi, not a Kohen, and therefore they could not do a Kasher Zamam, you can't do to him what he wanted to do to his brother. If they testify, he's not a Kohen. What are you going to make them not Kohen? We said it's ridiculous. They're not a Kohen anyway. Right? So then you can't learn from the Pasuk you do to them what he wanted to do. So the Gemara says, then they should be warned. In other words, if two people are going to testify that this guy's not a Kohen, that even if they're lying, you're not going to do to them what you're doing to the guy because they're anyway not a Kohen, so then they should be warned. Why not? So my answer is, you're right, but Mishpat Eliyachim, all the, you can't start differentiating. This Adam Zaymim and needs warning, this Adam Zaymim doesn't need warning. Mar says, bottom line is, no Adam Zaymim need warning. And that's it.
As long as
the but Lepero, there's still an argument over here between Rabbi Yechon and Ullah. Rabbi Yechon says they get whipped and they don't pay the money. And Ullah says you pay the money, you don't get whipped.
What is Hatzorah has to do with Edim Zomamim or not? Boy by Ben Gerusha is different.
No, the Gemara says that you can't warn them, Abaye says.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't warn him, the guy doesn't get killed. Right? If you don't warn the Edom Zayman, then they can't get killed. But the Torah says you do to them what they want to do to their friends. So if you can't kill them, then you're not doing to them what they wanted to do. Therefore, any time you do what they wanted to do to their friend, you can't have warning. Correct? But sometimes you can't do to them what they wanted to do. Like when they testify he's not a Kohen. So maybe over there you do need warning. So my answer is there's one Mishpatacha, there's one across the board. Okay.